In the realm of hybrid tales, there's a unique world named Etheria, a place where technology and nature coexisted in perfect harmony. This land was ruled by two powerful beings, Lyra, the guardian of nature, and Orion, the keeper of technology. They worked in unison to maintain the balance of their world.
Oh, I mean, one day, the serious object fell from the sky, disrupting this balance.
It was a crystal of immense power, capable of either healing or destroying Etheria. Lyra and Orion, each wanting to use the crystal for their domain, found themselves at odds for the first time. Lyra believed the crystal's power should be used to rejuvenate the forests and rivers, while Orion saw it as a means to advance Etherian technology beyond imagination. A disagreement between the two threatened to tear their world apart. As tensions rose, a young Etherian named Alara, gifted with the ability to communicate with both nature and machines, emerged. For me, she proposed a daring plan to unify the crystal's powers for the benefit of all. With bravery and wisdom, Alara embarked on a quest to forge a new artifact that would harmonize the powers of nature and technology. Journeying through enchanted forests and futuristic cities, Alara faced numerous challenges that tested her resolve and her unique abilities. Along her path, she gathered allies from both realms, creatures, and machines alike, all united in their hope for a balanced Etheria. Finally, at the peak of the Harmony Mountain, Alara combined the crystal with elements from both nature and technology, creating the harmonic sphere. This new artifact radiated a gentle energy, healing the rifts between Lyra and Orion, and restoring balance to their world. The tale of Alara's journey became a legend in Etheria, a testament to the idea that balance and harmony could be achieved through understanding and cooperation. Her story was celebrated for generations, a reminder that in a world of differences, unity was the greatest power of all.